The Castle and George Burt.
Aileen Shackle, landscape architect. George Burt was a businessman, entrepreneur and polymath and educator. And he had a really interesting vision because he created this path, which was a functional path. So it would have taken people from Swanage up to the castle where they could have had high tea. But his complete urge, obsession to educate people extended to putting lettering absolutely everywhere. So it's a bizarre mixture of poetry, Encyclopedia Britannica style information, and then sometimes there might be a fact about how long it takes a swift to circumnavigate the universe or whatever, which is amazing, really incredible.
We're going to the castle and we're really excited, and we've got Grandma and the children, so it's going to be a real treat.
I think it's going to be a really nice castle by the sea.
Bert had Crickmay, the architect from Dorchester, design the Crickmay Castle with the view of renting it out to Lloyd's of London to watch the shipping go by and keep an eye on what was either going to hit the rocks or was going to be at high risk and an insurance risk. So they would have that, and with the binoculars sort of coming in across the channel up the Solent and everything. So that was his idea. And I said, nah, not really interesting. So folks came up from Swanage. It seems that it did become a tea room, cafe sort of place.
I mean, we used to come up to Durlston in the evenings to go to the castle in the pitch black, and with like gangs of us, really, and they'd sort of have music there sometimes, and there was a fireplace, and it was sort of slightly quirky decor that changed according to whichever new owner had it.
I'm Jane Cahoon, and I am an artist.
And me and my siblings used to come here for picnics with my mum, sometimes my dad and our dog.
We've had lots of celebrations, you know, big things, births, marriages and deaths celebrated in Durlston. My brother got married here.
And then my mum also had her wedding reception in the main sort of posh bit in the restaurant that was then, and then a sort of party downstairs. And now I walk my dog here regularly as well. And I also come here to paint in the meadows in the summer. And I've got some paintings in the Boiler House Gallery in Corfe, where it's a cooperative and I'm one of the artists there. And the work I've been doing more recently is about the connection with my family. And so this coming here is about, you know, the fact that I've chosen it is about a connection with my family.